basically I wanted to ask you about was this opportunity. It seems like your coaching days are still around. You're never ending.
It's kind of like they were the coach that was there. They were going to just have him. He was going to resign, and so they called me and they said, "Would you be interested?" I said, "You bet I would." So that's kind of like how it started. Coach Heisey was going to resign, and it was trying to work and do the coaching was really starting to get to him. So he just decided that he was going to just let it go, and so then they called me, and I said I would be interested. Yeah, I would.
Yeah, and what do you think about this opportunity, being able to go back to Pima, so long after you were coaching there?
I've got 496 wins there, so it took me all this time to maybe come back and win four more games for my 500 games victory here at Pima, It's exciting, I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm trying to find out, about as far as who's coming back and who's, who they miss, So I talked to a couple of coaches that were here last year, kind of trying to get a lot of information, and some of the players that I had, 20 years ago, have been texting me and telling me, good job, good luck, and they're excited about it. So it's kind of been, my phone has been ringing off the wall, as far as those guys calling me.
Is the game changed a lot since when you were coaching back then, or what are the differences now as opposed to when you were coaching at Pima back then?
We'll find out, I was at Pima, and at the end of our seasons, we're a very good club, so we did the same things, playing defense and pitching are the key things, just like they are now. So I don't think it's going to be changing much. It depends on what kind of people you have. There was times where we were like Tommy Lasorda, Tommy Squared, Earl Weaver, three run homer, right?
Yeah.
And we had some teams like that, but then the other ones were where we played the short game. We had some good speed, and so we had more of a green light type thing. So I just think it depends on what kind of team you have, every 2 years. And so I just think that as a coach, you got to make sure that you figure out, what am I going to do? Am I going to play more of a station to station and let's play the long ball and go in the gap, or we're going to play the short game? We'll find out as far as when I get there and find out what kind of players they had last year. Mm-hmm. and players that are coming back.
Yeah, I mean, does age difference, does that mean anything now when you have to talk to a college kid? Do you think that's not an issue at all with you, that you can relate with them pretty well given your background as a coach?
Yeah, I don't think it would be a problem. Mm-hmm. I coached softball the last few years, and definitely the age was a big factor as far as that goes.
Yeah.
But you know what? They listened and they pay attention, and they're willing to work, to play. And I think junior college kids want to go to the next level, either Division II or Division I. So I think they want to try and grasp as much as they can and try to learn from myself or from my assistant coaches. I don't think that's going to be a big factor.
And how about your career now, how much longer do you think you can coach or want to coach?
You know, I'm just going to take it day by day, and hopefully that I'll be able to do it for a while. You know, I've got some friends that Augie Garrido, you know, coached until he was, you know, in his high 70s, and Mike Gillespie, another good friend that is at Irvine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's 77, 78, and then a very good friend of mine is Wayne Graham at Rice University, and he's in his 80s. You know,
yeah.
He used to coach third base, but now he gives all the signs from the dugout. So, and they're in good health. You know, so as long as my health is good, hopefully I'll be able to stay quite a bit, a little longer.
And the fact that you're going back to Pima, is this like a full circle for you? Is that where you're gonna, you know, call it a career whenever you decide to? Is that where the way you look at it, or how do you look at that?
Yeah, that's probably it right there. You know, as far as my career would be ending. You know, if somebody would come from a Denver Division I school, and I don't know, it'd be kind of difficult to back up, and I don't know, it would depend on my wife, you know, too.
Yeah.
So, but she's and then I get a text from one of my ex-players, and he says, yeah, nice going. He says, way to go get out of those honeydew things. Yeah.
So
she's I'll tell you what, I got a terrific wife, and she's a big baseball fan, and you know, her dad grew up with her dad, who played for the Yankees, and you know, so she knows baseball, so
yeah, that's that.
To be able to be
on the diamond as much as you have in your career, she has to be a major supporter of that and understanding of it, right?
Oh yeah, without a doubt. You know, she knows exactly. And sometimes when I get home, she'll say, you know, why did you bunt in that situation? Or you know, so she knows baseball, and so it's, you know, and we'll talk baseball as we go along, and I'll give her different scenarios as far as some things that we've done, and so. But she, you know, she really enjoys it, and she enjoys the kids, and. You know, they all have enjoyed her. You know, the last 4 years that I've coached, they've really enjoyed her.
Right.
And so she's a lot of fun.
Was it a difficult decision to leave where you were at and go to Pima, given the success you've had? Or what was that like?
You know, this was going to be my last year at Ironwood Ridge in softball. And, you know, I think I made an impact on some of the kids there I had a text right now, an email, and our best player was regional player of the year, you know, and, two out of four, you know, in 4 years we were state champions twice, and we had some good players, and a lot of them have gone on to a four-year school, and so you know, and then this past year our best pitcher Mandy Lawrenson, you know, she was at junior college, and she had six no-hitters, you know, and she was our state champion pitcher this past last year, and you know, now she's moving on to a Division II school, so those are the things that are gratifying, you know, when kids call you and congratulate you, and so I tell them, you know, that hey, you know, you can only play softball so long, so you just make sure you get your education, you know, and so they've done a good job doing that too, so it's been a lot of fun.
That's great, Rich. I appreciate the time. I know it's probably been a hectic day as far as a lot of phone calls and so forth, but it also a very good one too, right? Just being able to get this position and go for that 500th win and beyond that, right?
Yeah, it took me what, 50 years before to get my last four wins for 500. So, but no, and that's one of the things that I got a email from somebody, you know, hey, he said it took a long time to come back and maybe get four games to win your 500 game. So it's a lot of joking about it, you know, and a lot of fun. So I'm really excited about it. And so, you know, hopefully we're going to start going in August. So.
All right.
So we're trying to go out and recruit and trying to go see some games.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this year or Saturday is going to be the state championship game with Nogales and South Point, both teams from here in Tucson. So we're going to go to High Corbett Field and watch them play.
And
I think we have a couple of kids that are going to be coming from both those schools.
That's great. That's great. Have you figured out your staff yet? Is that something that still needs to be finalized?
It's going to be finalized. Mm-hmm. They finally put it in the paper and the TV called and Channel 9. You know, there's a big area where they came in and did some things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna eventually get my staff, and there's a lot of people could call me and say, hey, I'm interested as one of your assistants, you know, please think about me, and you know, so hopefully I'll be able to get it within the next couple of weeks or so.
All right. Sounds great, Rich. I appreciate it again. I appreciate the time, and best of luck to you, and I'm sure we'll be following you.
Well, thank you very much.
Best of luck.
Thanks for the phone call.
Best of luck. Thank you. Take care.
Okay. Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.